This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. We're kicking off the final hour. Mark with you.
The captain.
And Riley.
Riley visiting in from Utah. You're the guy that puts together our digest.
I am, and I do that. I try to do it every day.
Pretty much every day.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been a few times you haven't done it, but gosh darn. If you listen to the digest, if you don't listen to the digest, listen to the digest, because it's a great way to consume Free Talk Live.
Exactly.
If you do listen to the digest, you should throw a few bucks Riley's way. So there you go. But thanks for visiting beautiful New Hampshire.
Yeah, Riley. I'm happy to be here. It's been a little over a year since I've last been here. It's been nice to be back and spend some time with the Liberty community and pay with Dash. I went to Fokine Great
nice.
Yesterday yes. And paid with Dash, so that was fun to spend cryptocurrency again. I don't get an opportunity to spend cryptocurrency in Utah.
Yeah, it's southwestern New Hampshire and southeastern New Hampshire are kind of unique in that way.
Are you using the Utah goldbacks out there?
I have not, because I don't have any.
Okay.
So I will have to get some and then report back.
Okay.
Seems like it's worth doing. So what's the story here, Captain?
There is no medical justification for these emergency measures. An open letter from hundreds of doctors, thousands of health professionals that urge an end to the lockdowns. This is from ZeroHedge.com, written by Tyler Durden, of course. The article actually, this is a reprint and a commentary from AEIR. That the following letter has made an impact on public health authorities, not only in Belgium, but around the world. The text could pertain to any case in which states lock down their citizens rather than allow people freedom and permit medical professionals to bear the primary job of disease mitigation. So far, it's been signed by 435 medical doctors, 1,439 medically trained health professionals, and 9,901 citizens.
So nearly 2,000 medical professionals saying that the measures that have been taken are largely pointless.
Yeah, there's no reason for it to continue.
So I think the hard thing about this whole COVID-19 thing is there are people who will use their doctors, like Dr. Fauci, to say this is not going far enough or we're not doing enough. And then other people will use their doctors or their medical experts to bring on this narrative. So how do we know who to trust? Do we just follow the doctors who are parroting our narrative? Or what do we do? How do we determine what's best?
Well, that's a good question. And this letter starts,
hold on. Before we go on, I want to point out that there's a meme out there. And Riley, I know the internet has become so meme-y.
I love memes.
But as a blind person, we probably should point that out because, you know, our listeners probably don't know that I'm blind.
Right.
Not that that really matters much, but...
But you can't see memes.
Right.
So I'll explain this one to you. There was a lady who recently was at a sports ball game, and she didn't have a mask on, and I think it was a local...
Ohio.
Yeah, whatever local game.
Yeah, I posted video of that on my Facebook, if any of you listeners are there.
They arrested her and tossed her in the pokey or whatever.
They tased her.
Tased her, yeah.
And then arrested her. First, she wasn't complying.
Yes.
And so they tased her, and nobody around did anything about it. They all just looked on in horror. Oh my gosh, what's going on? They didn't, like, all people had to do was just sort of stand up and walk over towards this guy, and he would have left her the hell alone.
And, but they have a picture of Dr. Fauci at a game with his mask pulled down. Now, I don't know why his mask was pulled down. Maybe perhaps he was, had just had a sip of beverage, but it sure looked like he was just chatting with his friends with his mask on his chin. And, there you go.
Well, you're explaining the meme.
That's the meme.
Oh, well,
it's showing the two of them.
I saw the meme that says, Allah for thee, but not we.
Yeah, that's what that's right, does. Yeah.
So it just seems like the medical professionals, all the people grab their medical professionals that point to their narrative.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the politicians don't obey the rules that they put on for us. For example, I remember hearing on Free Talk Live in San Francisco where politicians were having their own gyms, and yet those who wanted to work out of gyms could not work out at a gym. Well,
right.
Politicians could go work at their gyms.
Yeah, I reported on that one on an episode specifically. Yeah, it was in California, I believe, San Francisco, I want to say, where the mandates required the gyms to be shut down. But the gyms inside of the politician buildings, if you will, remained open.
So why do politicians get to work out but we cannot? Explain this one.
Yeah, in Washington, D.C., they specifically wrote themselves an exemption for masks when they passed the mask mandate in D.C. They said,
why wouldn't you? If you're going to write a law that's going to restrict a bunch of activity, you wouldn't want it for you.
Yeah. So
here we have nearly a couple thousand medical professionals saying that these measures are no longer necessary.
It says, we, Belgian doctors and health professionals, wish to express our serious concern about the evolution of the situation in the recent months surrounding the outbreak of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. We call on politicians to be independently and critically informed in the decision-making process and in the compulsory implementation of corona measures. We ask for an open debate where all experts are represented without any form of censorship. After the initial panic surrounding COVID-19, the objective facts now show a completely different picture. There is no medical justification for any emergency policy anymore. I think it's important to point out here that they're not even, like I'm saying that there wasn't any justification for any of this in the first frickin' place, but they're not even going there. They're just like, look, we're not even saying that there wasn't that. We're saying that there isn't anymore. If there ever was, there certainly isn't now, is what they're saying. The current crisis.
So, I mean, I think that's worth people asking that question now.
Yeah. When does it end?
When does it end for you?
Remember, it was supposed to be 2 weeks.
As far as I'm concerned, you could have worn a mask before all of this, too.
Sure, you could have.
Yeah. And
but you have to remember, too, that people are going to look at the number of deaths, and that's 200,000 people. That's a lot of people. However,
but it'll be 200,000 people that died when we were 5 years out. I mean, so sure. Whatever. I mean, at some point, it's got to stop, right?
Right. You have to say, all right, when do we say enough is enough? And remove the restrictions. What benchmarks have these politicians or these healthcare professionals or these scientists set for us to reach before we can say, yeah, we can safely go back to doing normal activities instead of this new normal activity?
In this case, in many cases, it's not the politicians. It's the tail driving the dog in this case, or whatever the situation.
Tail driving the dog, yeah.
It's the people. I mean, like, I've talked to so many people that are so crazy about masks still.
Well, the brainwashing is real.
And, I don't know what the reasons. It's not just brain. At this point, they're, I don't know. Where does it stop? And that's the question, ladies and gentlemen, that I really need answered. If you're wearing a mask today to mow your lawn or drive your car with nobody in it, if you were wearing your mask just standing outside with nobody around you, please call me at 1-855-450-3733 and tell me when it ends for you. Because you must have thought about this at some point. Like, when? Now, I'll put my mask on if somebody asks me to put my mask on. But at this point, I'm walking into stores without my mask on. Because, I'm looking at the numbers, and there's just not that many cases around here.
I do it just because it's important for people to remember what normal face is.
Right. I mean, I wonder how many people have committed suicide because they haven't looked at a human face, enough smiling human faces.
Yeah.
Probably quite a few. I mean, suicides have definitely gone up. If this thing was to save lives, then we're losing lives because of suicide.
Right.
So we're taking a trade-off here, and it's really concerning that we have to have a trade-off instead of just figuring this out by ourselves, deciding what's best for ourselves when
people
it comes to maintaining our health.
People say they want to be around to see their grandkids grow up, but what world are you leaving them? A one where people don't have faces?
Aren't allowed to go places or insert. All of the 24-hour places were closed at some point. I think only one of them that I'm aware of is open, and that's a gas station. I think everybody else that was 24 hours or even open late night hasn't resumed that particular portion of their business. And that's just what I see from here. This letter continues, though, to say, we call for an end to all measures and ask for an immediate restoration of our normal democratic governance and legal structures and all of our civil liberties. All of them. That's pretty powerful.
Well, I think we should all have our civil liberties, and I don't think the politicians should have ever been able to take them away in the first place.
Agreed.
855-450-3733. How do they come back? When do they come back?
Governments never give things back, unfortunately.
855-450-3733.
Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach three surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. I'm going to want to talk about the AMP program. That's A-M-P. AMP is an AMP Free Talk Live. You can do as Arno Steckler has done and amplify the show. Go to ampamp.freetalklive.com. We've got some benefits there for you. And there's just no show like Free Talk Live. So, you know, support us and, you know, we'll continue doing this. I mean, we'll probably continue doing it anyway. ampamp.freetalklive.com. Thanks, Arno. This article basically says a couple of, almost a couple thousand medical professionals in Europe say that there's really no point in furthering whatever measures they're doing to mitigate the spread of COVID, that this is all just smoke and mirrors and signaling at this point.
They call for an end to all measures and ask for an immediate restoration of our normal blah, blah, blah.
Let's go to Debbie calling in from South Carolina. Debbie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How are you?
All's well. What's on your mind?
I don't think I really want to debate this. I just like to give my opinion or my knowledge on the mask. Okay? My son is a very intelligent young man, and he's a pharmacist. He's the head pharmacist over a hospital.
Okay.
And he is very intelligent, and I believe what he says. He has to wear a mask every day. The only time he gets to take it off is in his office. He comes home. He takes his clothes off. He washes his hands. He takes his shoes and leaves them outside. He goes through a lot. And he and his wife both do before the children can hug them. He does not have them in school just yet. He would love to. But I do believe him. He sees it. And I just don't know how you can argue with that. And I, you know, you can say I'm taking it on blind faith, but I really am. He is the smartest person I know. And especially having to deal with it every day.
You might be taking it on blind faith, but he's not, right? Like, he's got whatever reasons he's got for doing it.
No, you're exactly right. Yes. I'm not near as intelligent as him, but.
Well, I don't know. I mean, everybody's going to make their own decisions for their own reasons, but one would presume that he's making his decisions for the reasons, for good reasons. Go ahead.
One of the reasons is I can't see my grandchildren if I'm not cautious.
I'm glad you can see them at all, because I'll tell you what, there are people who haven't seen their grandchildren in 6 months.
We're
scary.
Very careful, and you're right, it's heartbreaking. And I do have a question. Have any of you in the studio lost anybody to this? Because it's heartbreaking the way it happens. And just for one more additional fact, my sister-in-law is putting my mother-in-law in a nursing home on Monday, which we will not be able to see her until things change. And when they do, it'll be 15 minutes in a corridor or something. We'll never get to see her in a room. We'll never get to hug her. And that's just devastating for me. But
again,
anyway,
heartbreaking.
It really is.
The answer is that no, I have not lost anybody. I haven't. I know one person who claims to have had COVID, and you know, as a young person, and his description of it was really pretty minor, and, you know, that's my only experience with COVID.
Riley, do you know anybody?
I do know someone caught
COVID. Most people who get COVID, like 99% of people who get COVID don't die.
No, that's what I wanted to know. Have you seen anybody that passed away? Because
No, I don't even know anybody, like, secondhandly that, you know, like a friend of a friend or a friend of a relative or anything like that. That's even caught it.
200,000 people have died in this country, and I don't know anybody.
You're very fortunate. I know three that died without contact. And if you think of that alone, that gives me – I would wear a mask for the rest of my life if it would say – those people's lives. And anyway, we've got a lot to learn. I don't think we know it all. I don't think we do either. We have a lot to, and that's what my son says. We're learning as we go along. But anyway, that was just my
thanks for the call.
Thought about it. I'm sorry.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Debbie. I just want to say to her point that, you know, her son is a medical professional. If he's, you know, head of a pharmacy at a medical facility, right? Of course, he's going to be more cautious than anybody else.
He probably should be. The hospitals are full of all kinds of nasty bugs.
Right. One of the reasons I don't like going to the hospital is because while I may have fallen down and cut my leg open or something like that, the odds of me catching something else while I'm in there go up.
Right.
Right.
And this is, it's worth pointing out, I mean, he's a medical professional. I'm not going to say that he gets to do what he wants for his family, and I'm glad that they're being cautious, and I'm glad that everybody's okay. What I'm sad about is that it sounds like the aunt there is going into the nursing home, and I mean, I had a friend who I would visit every single week who was in the nursing home. I haven't seen him in almost, I mean, what has it been, 9 months or something now? Yeah. I was on vacation when the COVID thing happened. I was away from here. And, I mean, like, my son's writing him some letters, but that's all. He can't really talk on the phone. He's not good at that.
When I was a kid growing up, my parental units would have us join some local community organizations, churches, and that kind of thing, and go Christmas caroling to the nursing homes. Right? And, like, you could just see that it lit up some of these people's faces.
Oh, yeah, sure, because you may be the only visitors they ever get. Right. They don't get a lot of visitors.
And that's not going to be able to happen.
Right.
Let's go to Alan calling in from South Carolina. Alan, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing today?
Hey, all's well. What's on your mind?
You made the comment 200,000 people have died from COVID out of a population of how many?
320 million?
Yeah, 323 or something.
So what percentage is that?
I don't know what the percentage is, but I think it bears pointing out that those are people that have died with COVID as opposed to necessarily of COVID. There's just under 10,000 people that died, as reported by the CDC, that died of COVID. That's a significantly lower number, COVID
and
only,
I
guess.
And I do know two people that have died from COVID personally.
Okay.
But with that being said, it's no worse than the common cold or flu.
Well, I mean, I guess the flu hasn't killed as many people in this year.
Right. So are they going to call all them COVID? Are they going to be the flu? That's a real legitimate question.
The flu was pretty bad in December and January this year.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you with that. But, you know, is that going to stop the world from turning like they have with the COVID?
Nope.
Right. So why did we stop it for COVID? I'm kind of with the doctors. Go back to normalcy.
Yeah, I mean, I think the normalcy here is definitely what I'm looking for. I think that people, there's a backlash, right? The whole world is stir crazy, and they do not want to listen to the same people that put them on house arrest without habeas corpus for 2 weeks that turned into 3 months.
And don't get me wrong. If you feel like you need to wear a mask, that's your choice. I don't have a problem with it.
Absolutely.
I choose not to, but, you know, as I tell people, however you're handling this, I'm comfortable with what you're comfortable with.
Right.
If you want me to stay away from you, I'll stay away from you. I'm not going to put my opinion in your face and force it. But again, I mean, we're talking minimal percentages of death and loss, and the whole world stopped turning.
Yeah, I really like the way a repairman came to my family's house, and he had the mask in his hand, and he stood back from the door, and he said, "How are we doing this?" And he waved the mask around, and my mother said, "Just come on in." She didn't want to hear that stuff, but, you know, I'm sure that was useful for, and by the way, she's 79. I think that's good for everybody. Just decide what you want. 855-450-3733. Thanks for the call, Alan. Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Despite years of warnings about cryptocurrency, criminals prefer U.S. dollars for money laundering, study shows. Jim Rogers predicts end of U.S. dollar dominance. Macro strategist Raul Paul says Bitcoin beats gold in every way. New crypto, sushi, plummets around rumors of exit scam. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has announced he's nominating Amy Coney Barrett to replace Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. He praised her personal and professional accomplishments.
For the last 3 years, Judge Barrett has served with immense distinction on the federal bench. Amy is more than a stellar scholar and judge. She's also a profoundly devoted mother. Her family is a core part of who Amy is.
The president made the announcement from the Rose Garden. Barrett says she's humbled by the nomination.
If confirmed, I would not assume that role for the sake of those in my own circle, and certainly not for my own sake. I would assume this role to serve you.
President Trump encouraged Democrats to take up her nomination quickly and to refrain from personal and partisan attacks. This is USA Radio News. Republicans are responding to President Trump not committing to a peaceful transfer of power. USA Radio's Tim Berg has details.
The Republican-controlled Senate passed a resolution on Thursday reaffirming their commitment to a peaceful transfer of power if Joe Biden wins the presidential election in November. This comes after President Trump made comments that suggest a Supreme Court battle may ensue over the election results. Regarding President Trump's comments about the election, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows tells CBS This Morning,
"Well, I think he commits to a peaceful transfer as long as it's a fair election. And I think that even the lead up into this was talking about that very subject. We now know that we have a Department of Justice investigation into ballots that were discarded from veterans in Pennsylvania. And that's very troubling, anyone who sends in a ballot to find them discarded. What we want to make sure is that every vote counts."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. The number's 855-450-3733. Mark with you.
The captain.
And Riley.
Intercoin is built to help democratize power to the people and their local communities. Cryptography enables people to hold secure and private elections about any matter of community governance and could even be used for securely tallying and reporting results for national elections like the one coming up. Intercoin has also pioneered provably random polling that is unaffected by poor voter turnout or spoiler effects. It can be used to continuously adjust levers of monetary policy, such as UBI, to issue the next day. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of the freedoms that are threatened on the internet, even here in the real world. And we think that's important here on Free Talk Live, and so important that FTL accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you think freedom's important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. That's with an I. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains. You don't have to have a lot of money. Contact them there at intercoin.org. And you can also be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. Let's go to Mark calling in from Stamford, Connecticut.
Whoa, two Marks in the same show?
Yeah.
It's a little time warp.
We'll see. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's nice to talk to you fellas again. Hi to everybody and to the visually impaired fellow. How are you?
Great.
Listen, I guess some anecdotal stories. I just wrote some stuff down here while I was on hold. You know, I'm up here in Connecticut, and I was walking outside of a Walmart, and the guy was like, oh, you got to put your mask on. I said, dude, I'm not in the store yet. When I get in the store and I can't social distance, I'll put the effing mask on. Same thing we have with the ShopRite supermarket. They have a security guard outside and says, Connecticut mandates the mask. But then there's a little disclaimer at the bottom. It's that anyone with they don't
medical.
Anybody has a health condition. So yeah. What am I supposed to do? Say, hey, pull out my car and say, I have asthma or I have TB or, and I have a heart condition. So it's like, it's amazing. And
I can't imagine that they could ask you. I mean, you don't have to usually disclose a medical condition. You would just have to disclose that you have a medical condition of some sort.
Right. And when I see people without a mask, I smile at them. I shout to them, I love your face or you look good. But what I want to lead up to is, you talk about Fauci, whatever, not wearing a mask and the back and forth with everyone with the vaccine. Well, like one of my employers, I don't want to get too specific, but I have two jobs, one with the MTA and one where I deliver explosives. And the one where I deliver with the hazmat, I'm in training with the drivers. Nobody's wearing a mask. No, the mechanics aren't wearing a mask. It's a freaking farce. But the MTA,
What does that stand for?
MTA?
Yeah.
Metropolitan Transportation Association.
Okay.
That's one of them. They're requiring the people be compliant on all the subways and the buses and trains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they want to know who's compliant, who's not, because they want to give you a $50 or $100 ticket, depending on where you are.
Revenue generators.
So on the trains, everybody's got to wear a mask. But there's so many circumstances where there's other jobs where people are not wearing masks. And when it comes to a vaccine, is this going to be a mark of the beast where, I'm not taking a vaccine, never have, never will. But if I don't, all right, it's just like with the mask at the store. I mean, I would like to get 1,000 people to say, all right, no mask, no entry. Well, how about no mask, we don't enter, and we put your business out. You see what I mean? But we don't have the courage. Even I don't have the courage. If I want to grab something in the store, I'm like, I put the mask on, and as soon as I'm at the door, I rip it off.
Yeah.
When it comes around to this vaccine everyone's pushing, how are you going to prove it's safe? And if I don't take it, is that the mark of the beast? You can't buy or sell. You can't, is this what
I guess it effectively would be in that sense, right? There's certainly going to be travel restrictions that are based on this COVID vaccine when it comes out. I personally am allergic to the flu vaccine. Now, I don't know what that means as far as the COVID vaccine. Maybe it's completely unrelated. Maybe it isn't. But when I say allergic, I'm talking about the sickest I've ever been in my life was after taking the flu vaccine. And I'm not interested in repeating that.
Right.
So when I was in the fire department, I didn't take the flu vaccine. They try every year to get you to do it. I'm like, no, thanks.
Say one other thing.
Go ahead, Mark.
Like I see everyone with the mask. It's like, join the collective. Join the collective. Put your back. It's this. There's such people are such babies. They're afraid of their own shadow. It's incredible how they fall in line. Look at in New York City, De Blasio and Cuomo. They're shutting these businesses down, and I want to know who's getting sick. Why are they shutting? And since we have so much more testing, we have more cases of it, but not as many people are dying from the virus.
Not nearly as many.
The more power and control you give them, the more they want. They're both tyrants, in New York, Cuomo and De Blasio. It's incredible.
It isn't going to get any better there, Mark. I can assure you of that.
Yeah, this article states that the original claim from the World Health Organization was that it predicted a pandemic that would claim 3.4% of victims, in other words, millions of deaths. But objectively, the evidence does not support that.
Yep. Thank you for the call, Mark. I got my comorbidity shot, so I'm great. Let's go to John calling in from Pennsylvania. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going? I'm going to make it real quick because I'm at work, but I just wanted to say to anybody actually thinking these masks make a difference, all you have to do is read on the box where it says not effective against viruses. We've got windscreens and everything else. None of this stuff has actually been ever proven effective against viruses. So why are we wasting our time?
Well, I do think that the masks would help if, say, you're close to somebody who's popping their peas and, spitting all over the place. But how often does that really happen?
It doesn't block against them.
Okay.
So is it right on the box?
Well, it may slow the spread, allegedly.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to claim one way or the other. What I'm saying here is that the medical professionals in Europe, 2,000 of them, say I'm going to let you go there, John. Thanks for the call. Say that they that there's no point in continuing the measures.
Yeah, there's no evidence to continue going, and in fact, the evidence suggests that we should roll them all back.
Right. So, you know, as a talk show host, don't expect me to come down one side or the other. Yes, viruses are certainly small enough to pass through a mask, but you know, this might be.
And our callers that are focused on masks, we tend to talk about the masks quite a bit here on Free Talk Live. But this is more than just the masks. It's talking about rolling back all of the measures. So, yep. Like these things about, oh, your restaurant can only have 30 or 50% of its capacity, or you can't have live music or live theater anymore. They're talking about rolling it all back. It's more than just the masks.
There are places in the United States where businesses are still shut down, they simply cannot open.
Yeah. There are, I know people who work as roadies and other sorts of crewmen for, you know, touring musicians who have been out of work and are relying on the generosity of others through things like GoFundMe to remain afloat.
There you go. That can only go so far, though, unfortunately. Yeah.
Let's go to Jordan calling from Granite Falls, Washington. The number 855-450-3733. Jordan, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going, guys?
All's well. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to talk about the mask situation in general. I live in Granite Falls, which is a really small town here in Snohomish County.
I know that.
Yeah. And so I work at a gas station, like I said, and we have a mask sign out front saying that masks are required. But okay. People come in without masks all the time.
What percentage?
I'd say... Almost, it's pretty big. I'd say probably around 70% of the people in my town
don't
wear a mask. When
okay.
They don't wear a mask when they go into the store.
All right.
And, I was, these mandates and everything like it, it seems so tyrannical and it seems so ridiculous and I don't know. I find it really jarring. I find it surprising that everybody is just going along with this, like,
everybody just went okay, like, no, there was no, like,
well,
resistance at all.
They couldn't do business at all, like, they were sent home, and then they were said, all right, you can do business, but you got to wear the thing over your face,
right?
And look, I'm not saying that I don't.
It is tyrannical.
Whatever occurred, and what these people are saying is that these medical professionals, 2,000 of them in Europe, are saying that basically the measures are pointless at this point. Jordan, I'm going to hold on to you if you could stay on the line, try to. I mean, I don't know if you're a worker or whatever, but I'm going to talk to you a little bit about your experience behind the cash register there. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender. Not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own. So stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live, final segment. The possibility exists that if you call in at 855-450-3733, that I will still be able to get you in. It's Mark with you.
The captain.
And Riley.
News here. Almost 2,000 medical professionals in Europe have said that there's no point in continuing COVID mitigation measures at this time.
Correct.
And they've signed. They put their names on the dotted line and they've signed.
Yes.
And, you know, I guess I asked the question, at what point, do we stop doing this stuff? And, for, you know, to their credit, some people have called in and given me an answer. One lady called in and said that her son is a medical professional, and I suspect her point is when he says it's okay.
For her, right. Yeah.
That's her point.
But that's my point, is that everybody should be free to decide for themselves how they want to go about living their life in almost every way, shape, and form, if not every way, shape, and form, without some sort of agency of violence demanding that you act in a certain way.
But there are those who want to have this agency of violence control other people because it's just easier to do it that way.
Well, and with this whole, we'll call it coronavirus, the mandates, right? The lockdowns, the closing of businesses, of which somewhere around 50% will never open again.
Yeah.
A lot of small businesses. I find that there's a combination of three types of people regarding the masks. There's either virtue signalers who are like, I'm a good person, right? I'm doing the good thing. There's patronizers who are like, well, I'm just more intelligent than you. You're dumber than I am. And so that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. And then there's the martyrs. I'm doing this for you, not for me. If you don't wear a mask, it's because you don't care about me. And these are all dumb reasons for wearing a mask.
I haven't run into anybody, any of these mask folks. I mean, you know, I just haven't had that much trouble. If they ask me to put a mask on, I put it on. But if they don't, yeah. I don't. And I figure if it's at some point or another, the mask restrictions need to go away. I don't know when that is, but these medical professionals do. One thing I want to know is what it's like for somebody who's, because when I go into a store, it's for 15 minutes or whatever. I've got to have a mask on my face, and it bothers me pretty much the whole time I'm there. But Jordan works in a convenience store, and presumably, Jordan, you're having to wear a mask in the convenience store?
Yeah, I wear a mask myself. I have to wear a mask while I'm behind the counter. I'm not a cashier. I am an actual, I'm a lot guy, so I stock and I pump propane for people.
Okay.
But while I'm behind the counter, I have to wear a mask. While I'm in the cooler stocking, I can take it off, which is great.
So it's only when other people can see you that your company requires you to wear the mask?
Basically, yes.
Weird.
This is the thing, is I can't imagine what it's like to care. I mean, there are people working at positions, and they're working overtime in some cases. They've got to wear a mask every minute of the day, at least while they're on the clock.
I could not imagine that. I at least get to take it off while I'm in the cooler.
So awful. Can you imagine what that's like, ladies and gentlemen? And this is what, you know, this is what we require. This is what the new America, the new world requires of young people. In many cases, it's young people, you know, like some older people, they have a little more control over how they, you know, whether they have to be out in front of the customers or whatever. It's just seniority, I guess, is what it is. But the younger they are, the more likely they are to just have to wear this thing over their face all day. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Jordan, thanks for the call. What's that?
Yeah, no problem. I just wanted to say, are my employees, the people that I work around, we're not going to require you to come in with a mask. If you're going to walk into the doors without a mask on, no one's going to yell at you, say, hey, put a mask on, you know? I believe that you have the choice to do what you want. I'm not going to yell at you for not having a piece of cloth over your face.
That's awesome.
I think it's ridiculous.
Thanks for the call.
But
appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, it depends where you are. I'm glad Jordan's not doing it, but some folks have to.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, and the way it goes. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, sorry I'm late. I was watching dog fart videos, got carried away.
Okay.
Just a warning. I'm gonna be really funny in a minute, but I can't be funny now because Mark will hang. He uses that thing, you know. He hangs up on me as soon as it's funny. So we have to wait on the funny. The court watcher thing. Oh, first of all, you know what? Trump is in trouble. Wait a minute. That's the funny part. Never mind.
Give me the funny part, David.
If you promise you won't hang up on me, I'll tell you now.
I don't make promises.
Okay, never mind.
I got calls in behind you. I'm going to hang up on you anyway. Go ahead.
Okay, well, then I'll just do the funny part anyway then.
Okay.
So Trump's in trouble again in this election. The October surprise has come early. I just heard on the news today, it's all over the news, that Trump tapped another woman. And I think it's going to hit the fan this time.
Tapped her for the SCOTUS thing. That is a good joke.
So
I like that. I do think that the October, he's insightful here, is that since people are voting right now, I mean, people are voting for the presidential election. The October surprise is going to be less effective if it's too late in October. You have to kind of have the series of surprises all throughout September and October.
Yeah.
Fortunately, this crap is going to be over with at some point soon.
We hope. We hope it ends when the election gets over, but you never know.
Let's go to Sean calling in from Idaho. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so up here in North Idaho, we have this wonderful organization called Panhandle Health Society of learned doctors from the northern counties here, two of which have zero deaths, and one actually has zero cases of COVID. And they have decided that with their wisdom that the 5 out of 7 are going to vote to extend the mask mandate, of which the date isn't even set for.
But they're going to extend it?
Yeah, they're extending it. They could have voted to end it finally,
yep.
But they're extending it. And all the businesses here, well, I shouldn't say all, most of them, and certainly the ones that are not big corporations, are not enforcing it even on their employees. It's like shocker, you know, these politicians don't even travel out into their own areas of which they rule over to see that, oh, my decree is ineffective. How strange.
Well, they don't want to see that. I mean, if they did probably see that, it would shake their confidence. Yeah, I was kind of wondering, what's it like in places, I mean, like Idaho specifically, you know, places that are freedom-oriented and rural and these kind of things. And I would imagine that it tends to be that way in flyover country across the United States, is people are like, you know. We're not in that close of contact. Those people are like rats in a cage in these major cities in the United States. I can see why they're worried.
Yeah, no one's particularly concerned about it in most of Idaho. You go down to Moscow, though, where they just arrested a few people who were gathering for an outdoor church thing because they extended their mask mandate until January of next year.
They arrested people for an outdoor event?
Yeah, there's a gathering of nearly 200 for outdoor church, and they arrested three individuals, one of which is a Republican candidate going up against the currently seated Democrat, as Moscow is it's a college town, so it's pretty lefty.
Wow, I can't believe they can elect a Democrat anywhere in the state of Idaho. Surprise me.
Yeah, Boise's pretty blue as well.
Yeah, it's true. Pretty much any state capital, because that's where the government workers are, and the government workers are almost always Democrats. And I don't know why that is, but it makes me think things. That's for sure.
Yep.
Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Seether in Arizona. Seether, you're on Free Talk Live. Suspect I know who this is. Nope. Going once, going twice.
I had to take my mask off.
Okay.
Okay.
It's good to
you know who this is.
Yep, go on. What's on
your mind?
Oh, it's neither witty nor kind.
I call in to talk about what you boorishly have been talking for the last half hour about masks.
Okay.
But Riley, can you hear me?
He has his cans off. I guess he doesn't want to hear you. I know you don't like the cut for the digest either.
But I feel sorry for him. Deeply sorry for him.
Okay.
That he's a Free Talk Live sycophant and wastes his time, money, and life around losers and liars.
Why do you call in to a show so regularly if we're liars and whatever?
And not let me answer it.
What? I'm asking the question now.
Why do you keep on asking that question and never let me answer it?
Answer it.
The show's almost over. So let me. I hope this sinks into Riley's head.
Riley can't hear you.
Your head and your mother's head.
Don't talk about my mother, you weirdo.
Oh, I am going to talk about whatever I want to talk about on Free Talk Live.
That's not. I hate it when he says that. You don't own this show.
Yeah, thanks for advertising.
We don't owe you anything. You've threatened my family before, you sicko.
Everybody on this show.
Freak.
James, neither witty nor kind.
Yeah, check in at freetalklive.com. Sign up for our newsletter.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.